The bomber struck at around 7 a.m. local time in Tehran Square, where men wait for jobs as day laborers doing construction work, painting, or cleaning. Many of them were Shiites from poor areas of Baghdad, such as the slums of Sadr City. This witness says the minibus driver lured his victims with the promise of jobs. When they approached his vehicle, it exploded. He says the dead and injured were poor laborers who should be protected by the government. Tehran Square was covered in bloody debris, and nearby shops and vehicles were also damaged. Interior Ministry officials said about 30 minutes after the minibus explosion, another small bomb went off in the square, targeting police and other emergency responders. No additional casualties were reported. In a statement, Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki called the bombing a horrible massacre and said terrorists are trying to spread chaos by killing and fueling sectarian strife. Mr. Maliki, a Shiite, blamed the attack on Sunni Arabs, namely Saddam Hussein loyalists and other extremists. Sunni Arab Parliament Speaker Mahmoud al-Mashadani condemned the attack, saying it targeted poor people who were trying to feed their families. Sectarian attacks have become a grim reality of daily life in Baghdad. On Monday, 46 men were found bound, blindfolded, and executed, the apparent victims of sectarian death squads that roam the capital. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, Erbil.
旺旺英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。